What's going on, everybody? This is Edgardian. Pretty much, you know, I'm doing another podcast today so I can, you know, just kind of relieve some thought, get some shit out the way, be able to focus on some new stuff. I got a notepad here that I have topics for podcasts. It's titled Podcast Topic. Pretty much, I have a little small notepad, a little detective notepad that I carry with me every day. But I write down everything that comes across my mind that day, like, what is this or what is that, or, you know, how to identify people who are useless and wasteful for your time. So that's the topic today. But pretty much, this notepad is pretty creative. It's just something that I... like, before doing the podcast topic, I would use this notepad for ideas, because there was a time where I was a really, really deep thinker, and I had a lot of thoughts, ideas, inventions, and whatnot that I didn't want them to go to waste. So I would carry a notepad, and I would write down everything that I would think about. I mean, you should try it. Get your notepad. So, pretty much, how to identify someone who is useless and wasteful for your time, right? Someone who, you know, you can truly say, like, damn, this fool is useless to me. Or, you know, damn, this girl is getting me nowhere, you know? How do you identify if they're useful or wasteful? But today I'm talking about how to identify who is useless and wasteful for your time. And you know, there's a lot of people on planet Earth that are useless. Like, they won't, like, the things that they do just won't even matter to you, you know. It might be, like, some cool advice, whatever. But most of the time, it just doesn't relate to what you want in your life. You know, most of the time, you know, you might hear it and be like, oh, cool. But what the fuck does it do for you? You know, like, does it pertain to your success goal? Does it meet your quota? Does it meet your achievements? Like, does that advice that they're giving you, or that fact, just that random fact or advice that they give you, does it really truly relate to what you need to do to successfully achieve an accomplishment or achieve a goal? Because if it doesn't, cut them off. Like, hey, I don't want to hear that crap. Or hey, change the topic. Or be like Warren Buffett. Just don't even respond. Don't even say shit. Just mind your own business. Like, this guy's keep talking. He keeps saying shit that doesn't relate to what you want to do. Don't even pay attention to him. And I see a lot of people that do this. They're out in public and they hear something about some politics or Democrat, Republican, whatever the fuck the gang parties that they have. Or it wouldn't even have to be that. It could just be someone's opinion of something. And then someone's just calmly sitting at a table and hears that, and they go and flip out. Like, dude, if it doesn't relate to you, if they're not talking directly to you, or if you have nothing to do with it, don't even say shit. Even if it does relate to you, but no one's talking to you, don't let drama, not even your problems, don't even let the drama affect you, dude. You know? Because I've been out in public and I've heard a bunch of people say some stupid shit around me. And I look at them and I acknowledge that they're saying it, but I don't go out and and start making a big scene, or, you know, create a Karen scene. You know, I'm not a Karen where I'm gonna flip out. Like, hey man, cool, whatever. It doesn't pertain to me. It doesn't relate to me. I don't give a fuck. You know, like, why am I gonna be so nice to you because you're saying some shit that I know already? You know, like, or why am I gonna be so nice because you're saying something that offended me or you know, related to me? Like, but how do I identify someone who's just wasting my time, who's a battery drainer? You know, those people that just come into your life, distract you, you know, take time away from you, lower your self-esteem, you know, create bad energy around you, you know, give you bad vibes. You know, how do you remove those people? And it's almost as simple to say, but it's as simple as if you can open your mouth. Because if you don't open your mouth to someone that is trying to take your time away, then they're going to continue taking your time away. And I'm not saying go out and just start, like, being aggressive to them, towards them, by opening your mouth, or, you know, like, go out and start, you know, talking smack or whatever. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about open your mouth. Let them know, hey, I don't want to hear that right now, man. I'm sorry, but, you know, I'm working. Or, I don't want to hear that, man. It doesn't relate to what I'm doing. But thank you, man. You know, I appreciate you. I appreciate your time, whatever. You know, and most of the time, when you open your mouth, people would look at you like, damn, this motherfucker thinks he's better than me, right? So then they'll go and try to cause another problem, or maybe annoy you a little bit more, or whatever. But you just simply be like, hey man, I'm out of here, you know? Or, hey, thanks man, I'll see you later, man. Walk out. So how do I identify? Of course, I just showed you what you could do. But how do I identify if they're time wasters? Well, here's one, number one, the number one thing, okay? If their interest is different than yours, time waster. Number two, if their goals are different than yours, time waster. Distraction. Remove them, right? If they're, one second. If they're weekly or daily or even if they're weekly, daily or weekend activities or hobbies are different than yours, get the fuck out of there. Get out of there. You don't have no part of being at a club, party, strip club, you know, someone's house, that there is no end game going for you. Like, if there's literally nothing for you there that is gonna help you get closer to your goals or to your success, like, get the hell out of there. How do you identify a single person from the start, the moment you shake their hand, if they're going to be your partner or they're going to be your friend? Because, of course, your friend will take your time away. He will do things that will take your time away versus a partner that will partner with what you're doing, that will help you increase your success. How do you identify from someone the first time they you shake their hand if they're your friend or your partner? How do you identify that? And here's how I do it, okay? Here's how I do it. When I go to meet someone, the first thing that comes across, of course, I lead the conversation, I lead the expressions, I lead the motions. If the person that I meet, and I can tell right away, if he follows my expression, my emotion, my conversation, he's gonna be a partner to me. But if I meet the person right then and there and I shake his hand, and randomly he starts doing whatever he wants to do and does not have interest in you, then he's just your friend. He's just there to hang out. He's not gonna follow or listen to your goals. And he's not gonna listen to what you wanna do or what you're trying to do. Right? So that's how you identify right then and there. If you shake his hand and then all of a sudden it's like just around you, but he's not interacting with you, you can easily identify, like, yeah, he's not interested in what my project is, or he's not interested in what we're gonna be doing, you know, or he's just a friend, like he just wants to hang out and have a friend, whatever. Boom. It starts with the first impression, dude. That's how you identify if you're a useless and time-wasteful person for your life. You gotta identify the first time you meet a person. One second. Right then and there, you would know from that moment of the handshake to where he shakes your hand and has that connection or interest, whether it's a girl or a guy, you already know that if they make that first connection, that impression, that, you know, hey, what's up, man? You know, I'm like, what do you got going on? Like, you know, I'm interested in hearing what you got going on or how you doing, something like that, right? You could tell, obviously, you can turn that into a partnership. You can turn that into, you know, a team. But if it's just someone that's gonna, and I've ran across a lot of people where I would shake their hand and, you know, they talk to me for a minute or two, and then all of a sudden they start talking to me about movies and video games and what he did last week and how drunk he got and how high he got, you know, how faded. Like, right then and there, right there and there, you already know, man. This, yeah, man, cool, get out of there. Right then and there, you already know that, you know, you don't want to be around that person. But then there's also people, there's a lot of people that also the same mindset as you. You can find out, you can identify that this person, you can easily see too as well. You shake this guy's hand that you meet for the first time, he's in the same mindset as you. He just wants to be successful, wants to make money. Give me one second. APD, sorry. Hello? What's going on? Sure. Cool, thanks. Okay. For sure, thanks. There's a lot of people that you can easily identify, and you can easily see that they're motivated, you know, but they don't have the same interest. And you can find that out by asking them a few questions, like, hey, what do you do? Oh, you know, I'm a sales representative for Kia. Oh, great, cool. And then if you want to see if they're, you know, interested in the project that you're working on, and or if you want to see if they want to team up with what you're doing, ask them a few questions. Hey, are you open to any new opportunities? Yeah, definitely. Like what? Oh, here, I got this project, you know, I'm working on. And you just tell them their project, and most likely, because they're already doing something else, they're not going to want to be involved. But if you find that they are interested in what you're doing and that they're open to it, then you can then you can turn that into a partnership. You know? But if you ask them that question, like, hey, you open to new opportunities, and you tell them, you start telling them about your business and how you're open to, you know, partnering with others, and they're not interested, then of course they're not going to join you. They're gonna waste your time, you know. So you can identify easily whether this person is gonna waste your time or he's not. Identifying people who are useless and wasteful for your time is one of the big factors of being successful, because if you notice, a lot of entrepreneurs who are very successful and made millions of dollars and billions of dollars, they value their time so much to where it's hard to talk to them. Because if it doesn't relate to what they're doing, literally, if it doesn't relate to what they're doing, like, they'll say, okay, goodbye. Bye. I'll see you later. Talk to you later. Like, they'll literally just walk away from you. But if it catches their interest and it relates to what they're doing, then of course they stop and they talk to you. You know? And you gotta be the same way. Value your time and remove people who are useless and wasteful for your time.